Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Free speech, language, and memory screening is available for the month of May at Pella Regional. Let's go in depth with Jana Hansen-Nolan, speech-language pathologist at the Pella Regional Health Center. Jana, what do you do?
I'm a speech-language pathologist at Pella Regional Health Center.
And what does a speech-language pathologist do?
We treat any number of speech-language, cognitive, swallowing disorders.
One of the reasons that we're talking is you're offering free screenings as part of a sort of free screening program that's more general that's going on in May at Pella Regional.
Yes.
Can you tell us about those screening programs?
Sure. May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. And so as part of that here at Pella Regional, we do offer free screenings to the community. We do memory screens for adults, and we do speech language screens for children. We would invite anyone who had concerns regarding their child's speech and language development to give us a call and schedule a screening to kind of check in and see if everything's on track or see if there are some more concerns that might benefit from a more formal evaluation.
Speech language development. So what's involved with that? I guess that there's probably, it's more complex than what it sounds, in that though there's issues with respect to what we're saying, what the kids are saying and when, and their speech patterns. Is that it?
Yes. Yeah, so speech sound disorders could be you know, you have a child who's difficult to understand. They maybe use the wrong sounds in the wrong places. They may leave sounds out. They may substitute different sounds for the actual sound that they're trying to say. So that can make them really hard to understand. So that would be more of a speech sound disorder. A language delay or disorder would be more of those kids who are just slow to talk. They're not developing words as fast as you think they might maybe should be. They might not be putting two and three words together in phrases when they're two and a half, three years old. They may just be kind of making mistakes as they're talking that jump out as far as grammar, syntax, things like that. So those would be things we would be looking at in children.
So how do we know? I guess some things are probably pretty clear, but I mean, kids develop at different rates. Mm-hmm. They sound differently. I mean, I wish I didn't make any grammatical mistakes, but I mean, it's something we sort of do all of our lives,
we all
right?
Do.
So how do we know if there's a reason to bring a child in?
So I think the screens provide a great opportunity. If you have any concern when you listen to your child compared to other children and think, I wonder why my child's not doing that. It's kind of a great opportunity to just check in with a professional and just make sure everything's on track, even if you're wondering if they're using enough words, if they're putting words together right, are they answering questions okay, are they following directions okay, those kinds of things.
Following directions okay, so that relates to speech and language?
That would be language comprehension, understanding. Of course, not every child is going to follow every direction every time. I have kids of my own at home, so we know that's not the case. But as far as language, we look at expression, which is saying words, and comprehension, which is understanding words. So if your child is having a hard time answering questions, following directions, doing what you ask them to do, from a comprehension standpoint, that could be part of a language delay or disorder.
It's not just the equipment that we come with to vocalize, you know, our larynx and tongue, etc. It ties to our brain because it's something with, because you just said hearing, how I'm hearing and processing. So that's something different, right? Or is it all connected?
Well, of course it's all connected, but yes, it is a pretty complex system. You have, like I talked about, your speech sound production, which is your lips and your tongue and your palate and your mouth moving based on motor signals sent from your brain to get your mouth where it needs to be to produce the sounds, but your brain has to come up with the message based on what someone else said or what you want to say, so it is pretty complex.
More in depth
after this. I continued my conversation about free speech, language, and memory screening with Jana Hansen-Nolan, speech-language pathologist at the Pella Regional Health Center.
So is it mostly the brain, though?
From what perspective?
Well, you know, when I think about speech, I'm thinking about our mouths, our tongues, things like that, but it's really our brains driving it. So it's all our brains, right? It's not just, or could it be?
There's a motor component as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There is a motor component, a muscle component as well. But yes, a lot of it is brain-based.
Okay, motor component. I hadn't thought of it that way. I didn't have the words to say it. Because, I mean, we notice that adults speak differently, that some people are just crystal clear and just can go on, and some of us and ah, and mm-hmm. all kinds of things like that. Is that brain too, or is that motor?
Well, some of it could frankly just be a habit or a pattern of talking. When we or we ah, a lot of the time we're holding our place in the conversation while we think of what we're going to say or how we're going to say it.
I guess one of the things that you really want to stress is getting the kids in.
Right.
But I bet if I've had a stroke or something, you could help me too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So adults can have language disorders as well, as a result of a traumatic brain injury, as the result of a stroke, as the result of a progressive neuromuscular disease like Lou Gehrig's disease or Parkinson's disease. All of those things can cause speech disorders or language disorders in adults. As a speech language pathologist, we also treat cognition, so thinking, all of the things that fall under that thinking umbrella too. And typically that's more of an adult population.
Okay, now when he was little, my son had this cute little lisp.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that some other parents would have worried about it, but I guess I just didn't worry about it, and now he doesn't have it anymore.
Right.
Should I have been concerned? Should I have brought him in? Is that a signal? I mean, because some adults wind up with lisps.
Mm-hmm.
So was I being a bad parent, not bringing
not
him
at
in?
All.
Or?
Not at all. Although I would say if you are having a really hard time understanding your child, or if other people in or out of the family are having a really hard time understanding what your child is trying to say, because a lot of times as parents or as mom, I know what my daughter is trying to tell me, but she couldn't pass the stranger test, where a stranger on the street would have no idea what she was trying to say. So if overall understandability of speech is a concern, that would be a great child to bring in for a screening.
Okay, yes, we become accustomed to the speaking patterns of those we know and love.
Mm-hmm.
But if a stranger is having trouble, then it's probably time to come in.
Right.
Okay, so when should we be, start listening with our kids to try to figure out if there's a problem or not?
Usually around age 2 is about as young as we typically start seeing here. So anywhere from 2 and up to school age, even, depending on how that individual child sounds.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about free speech, language, and memory screening with Jana Hansen-Nolan, speech-language pathologist at the Pella Regional Health Center.
What are some of the issues that people have? I don't even know what to call them. Symptoms? I mean, what do you call them? The different categories of speech problems?
Mm-hmm. So being hard to understand is a very big one. Not using very many words by age 2. We would like to see children have a lot of single words and be starting to put two words together. Like, for instance, mom go. or more cookie. So if your child isn't doing that and you'd like to just check in, that's what we're here for.
But what can you do about that? What if, I mean, if the kid doesn't have enough words, how do you fix that?
So that's another part of the screenings. We would be able to kind of make recommendations that parents can do at home. If there are significant concerns, we would probably recommend parents contact their physician and obtain an order for an evaluation and then kind of look at starting a more formal therapy. But there are a lot of things parents can do at home, and we can provide more specific, focused recommendations based on individual children.
Is it as simple as maybe me pointing out some things? Glasses, keys, clipboard, pen, iPhone?
Absolutely. That's a great thing to do. We would encourage parents to narrate your life. So as you're standing at the sink, tell your child what you're doing. I'm washing my hands. I'm washing this asparagus for dinner. I'm going to get out a knife and cut off the ends, and then let's come over here and cook it. So you're just narrating what you're doing, because that exposes your child to lots of language, lots of vocabulary, and it's a good exposure. So that's one thing we could recommend. Reading books with your kids is always great. So that's big too. But again, depending on the individual child, our recommendations would vary.
Sort of a scary thought came to mind as you were talking was, if I'm on my screen or I'm staring at my phone or if I'm watching the TV, I'm not doing a good job with my kid. I'm not providing them with those interactions, social, and then also the cues on language development. So I need to pull my head. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had little kids still, the more time I spend on the screen, I don't know, the worse I'm being a good role model for language and speech development and all kinds of other things, right? Is that a real issue?
I feel like it can be. I feel like it can be a barrier to, like you said, being a good speech and language model and giving your child a lot of speech and language and social communication input. I feel like there is a place in our world for technology. It's unrealistic to expect people not to use it. However, using it mindfully and still engaging with the people around you is very important.
So, but I mean, as part of this, if we take this, as far as I probably, or probably further than I should, it's, you might be not working directly with the kid. The problem isn't the kid, the problem's the parent, maybe.
A lot of times I would say the problem is probably multifactorial, which means there's more than one culprit, if you want to say that word. So yes, the parent could possibly do better, but there are probably other factors as well.
You're so polite.
Thanks.
So diplomatic. These are complex issues, and these are important. We want to help our kids get the best start in life that we can.
Right.
And so if there's any question, come in for a screening. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yep, we'd love to see you.
So say again what the kinds of things that we should be looking for. Let's say we've got a 2-year-old or 3-year-old.
Sure. For our young children, our preschoolers, kids who are really difficult to understand, kids who really aren't combining words together into phrases or sentences, kids who seem to not understand questions or directions that you're giving them as a parent, kids who seem to have a hard time kind of moving their mouth and getting their mouth where they need to get it to make speech sounds even, would be great candidates. We can be a great resource for parents too. Sometimes parents just want to check in and get the everything's going great, keep up the good work, and that's something we can do too.
How about if we still have an issue in middle school, or if we don't come and get the diagnosis early, can we still do something with our middle school kids that might still be having an issue that hasn't totally resolved?
We'd be happy to take a listen. Those middle school kids can sometimes be tricky because they have to buy in and want to be there too. So it would be an individual case by case basis, but we would be happy to screen those kids as well.
Well, and as part of this also, you're doing memory screenings.
Yes.
What's involved with that?
So the memory screenings are our adult screenings, and we kind of look at overall cognitive functioning briefly as a screen, and look at things like recall, both immediate and delayed. We look at things like problem solving and reasoning. There is a language component to many of those things as well. As you can imagine, you have to be able to comprehend what people are saying to you and then formulate an answer and say it back. So the memory screenings would be for adults who sometimes just want to check in and see where they are now. And then we do offer these screenings every May. So we have people, adults, who will come back every May just to make sure that their screening results stay the same, indicating that there's not a concern. If over a period of years we see a decline, we have a baseline to measure it against. And there's a whole field now developing, I would say, looking at keeping our brains healthier and keeping our cognitive status better for longer. And I know some of our doctors here work a lot with that.
If I'm having trouble remembering names, or I'm, you know, losing my keys more often, I mean, to me that's sort of a matter of fact. It just happens. But you can, maybe you can help me fix that? Is that possible?
We can potentially do cognitive therapy to make your brain work better or keep your brain working at its current level for longer without a decline.
So you can make me smarter?
I don't know about that. We can keep you as smart as you are, though.
Okay. So free screenings throughout the month of May?
Yes.
All right. And so again, what are you screening?
We are screening speech and language in children and memory in adults.
With the hope that if there is a problem, you can help.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Jana Hansen-Nolan for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.